I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my goodness, hello and welcome to a very special bonus episode of Previously on Watchmen. I am Jamie East, recording this Friday night, Friday the 13th of December. We are days away from the season one finale. I'm so excited. I'm stoked. Not least because a couple of days ago, Sky Atlantic got in touch and said, we got a little present for you, Jamie. Would you like to speak to Yahya Abdul-Mateen II? And I said, what? Are you kidding? Abso-flippin-lutely. Talk about a character arc. No one has gone on the journey that old Cal has gone on this season. So managed to kind of tie it all together. It was slightly frantic. It ended up being a really cool phone conversation. He was in New York with his reps and I think he was on a press trip. I was in central London desperately trying to record it at the same time. So the quality It's fine, but it's a phone call, you know, so it's not a usual Skype, it's not a usual FaceTime, it's a phone call. So turn it up and have a listen. But it was really, really, really privileged to sit down with Yahya and just discuss when he found out what Cal's real character arc was going to be and what's he got in store for episode 9. So you know what, without further ado, here's your bonus episode of Previously on Watchmen in association with Sky Atlantic, with Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, a.k.a. Cal, a.k.a. Dr. Manhattan, a.k.a. John. Take it away. Yahya, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, mate. Doing your job?
Yeah, really good. Very good indeed. Thanks for coming on, mate. I appreciate it's a really busy time. We are 3 days away from, 3 or 4 days away from the finale. We're all kind of still reeling from the big reveal from episode 8. I mean, it was a shock to us. That must have been a shock to you, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I signed on to play Cal, and I love what I was doing. You know, I love what that opportunity was. You know, the opportunity that presented itself to go and play opposite Regina King, and then to be on HBO with Damon Lindelof and the Watchmen property. So everything about this opportunity was already a plus, even before the document had nothing came to the front. So when that opportunity presented itself, or when that information came to me, I should say, I was over the moon.
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, people loved Cal anyway. He was already a fan favorite before we realized that he was the blue fella as well. How was it pitched to you? How were you told?
Very simply. I mean, I knew that Cal had a mysterious background, or had a not necessarily mysterious, but he had a that there was something more to him than what was on the page and that what was presented. But I had no idea what that was. I thought that maybe we'd get into that later. On the breakdown, they said that he had some type of accident, so I thought that he might have been in the military, or I had no idea what it was to this character. But Damon sat me down after we shot the pilot, I believe, we were somewhere in between the second and third episode. And, you know, he said very plainly that Cal is Dr. Manhattan. And then he went into the history of the story and basically told me how Cal came to be. You know, I tried to, you know, not go too crazy or anything like that on the outside, but on the inside, man, I was I was pretty ecstatic, to say the least.
How do you watch these kind of shows? Because there's two ways of watching them. You know, there are people that pour over every kind of they're looking for symbolism in every kind of sentence. They're looking, you know, color coding in the costumes, all of that kind of stuff. And then there are other people who just kind of go along with the ride and see where it takes them. What are you like as a viewer?
Yeah, I'm definitely the kind that just goes along for the ride.
Me too.
That just kind of sits back and goes along for the ride. Because, you know, looking for a lot of things, you can miss the things that are right in front of your face, you know, on a show like this. And you can really miss the relationships and miss the subtleties and the nuance that really make people fall in love with the story and with the and with the characters. I think this is the type of show where on a second viewing I would look really closely and sort of watch it frame by frame. But on the first viewing, I like to just kind of sit back and see where the story's going to take me and not get ahead of myself.
As an actor, it's kind of like these kind of last two episodes are something for you really to get your teeth into, aren't they? Because, you know, your Cal,
yeah,
on the face, you know, visually, you know,
yeah,
Dr. Manhattan's now got Cal's face. So you're playing slightly Cal, but also Dr. Manhattan, but also John from the past. How do you kind of tackle that kind of hybrid? Are you keeping little bits of Cal in there, or is he gone now forever?
Cal was created so that he could love, so that he could be expressive, you know, and so that he could, and so that Angela could experience the love without the complications of all the things that come with Dr. Manhattan. So the love was always in there.
Yeah.
And then when I put Dr. Manhattan back on, it was sort of reverse engineering in a way. I had to mask all of that emotion and mask the love that he felt with his intelligence, with his inability to really connect emotionally as someone who is extremely intellectual, you know, and he's he's everywhere all at the same time, and so he has certain limitations, you know, that keep him from being able to be free and present and emotionally available. I think the love in Cal was always there, but in the body of Dr. Manhattan, sort of his abilities supersede it doesn't necessarily supersede love, but it just keeps it from being able to be
It keeps it in check,
and so that was kind of difficult, you know, to play with, because on the one hand, I didn't want to create Dr. Manhattan as someone who was cold or so godlike that he wasn't relatable as a human, but I didn't want to have him be a character who was so human that he was no longer godlike. And so it was a very elegant negotiation of when the show might call it.
Damon's true craft and what he brings to all the shows that he creates are these multiple strands, not necessarily just in plot, but in tone and in statements and what it's talking about. I can't work out whether Watchmen's a love story or a story about social injustice. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I'm so proud of this show, is that it takes you on a journey. We started with the massacre in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And we learn about trauma. I think this show shows how trauma is passed down and can be passed down from generation to generation without many obstacles. You know, I think we showed how it's very realistic for the history of a trauma or family history to pass down and still affect one 100 years later. And, you know, we deal with, it's a whodunit mystery, you know, it's a murder mystery. It's a story about history and legacy and racial tensions in America. And then we find ourselves in episode 8, where we realize that, oh, wow, that all of this, you know, is a love story at the same time. And
yeah,
all of these events, you know, there's, that there's love at the root of all of these events, and that there's two people trying to connect to one another. It's a very sneaky show because it feeds you a lot of information and a lot of plot and a lot of historical context. But I really, really like that we've landed in a place that is universal and that is the theme of love and wanting companionship. So I think it was really excellently written in a way that really ties all of that into a story about love.
We're a few days away from the finale. I know you can't kind of, and I wouldn't want you to tell us, reveal anything, but how did you feel after you'd watched it?
I haven't seen the finale.
You haven't? Wow. Okay. All right. How did you feel when you read the script?
I'm proud of what we did. You know, I think I'm really proud of the journey that we went on. And, you know, moving from 8 to 9, we've got a lot of ground to cover still.
Yeah.
You know, there's still, you know, I think, you know, we've got a lot of ground to cover still to make it all make sense. Right. And so, you know, I'm actually, even now, to be perfectly honest, I forget how it all comes together. I mean, I know what happens in the end.
You've been cowed.
Exactly. You know, I'm just like the audience waiting on the edge of my seat to see, you know, to remember what the journey was.
Yeah.
You know, I know what I did in episode 9, and I know how the story, how I know where we leave off on our last page. But how we get there exactly, I don't know. I honestly don't remember. I'm sort of on the edge of my seat waiting to see how it all comes out.
I want there to be a very awkward conversation between you, Angela, and Laurie. You know, you're involved in one hell of a love triangle there, my friend. You've got some explaining to do.
Yeah. Exactly. I think that goes without saying.
Listen, Yaya, thank you so much for coming on. It's much appreciated. I know it's a really busy time for you. And I've got my fingers crossed for season 2. I know Damon has said this could be quite a self-contained story, but my goodness me, I certainly hope this isn't the last we've seen of you guys, because it's been an absolute ride.
Oh, that means everything. I really, really appreciate
you. You take care, my friend.
All right, all the best.
What a guy. Thank you, Yaya, for sparing the time to chat to little old me. And thank you to Sky Atlantic and HBO for sorting that out. It was really, really cool chatting to him. Listen, we're nearly there. His eyes down. Enjoy Monday morning's finale. We will speak for the final time this season for Previously on Watchmen on Tuesday. Have yourselves a great finale. TikTok, TikTok. Time's running out. Thanks very much for listening. Hope it's been helpful. Don't forget, Watchmen is available exclusively on Sky Atlantic each Monday at 9 p.m. If you've missed any of the episodes so far, do not panic. Don't panic. They've got it covered. Each episode of Watchmen goes straight up on demand as soon as it finishes airing on the Monday night. So they're all there, all ready for you to get stuck into. For more information about Watchmen or indeed any of the other awesome shows that Sky Atlantic have got going on right now, just head over to sky.com. If you've enjoyed Previously On, do us a favour, give us a cheeky little 5-star review, tell all your friends, particularly if there's someone maybe in your household that needs to get up to speed with Watchmen so that you can enjoy it together. Maybe this podcast would be quite useful for them. If you're new to Previously On, you might want to go back and check out some of our previous episodes. We've covered recaps of a hell of a lot of series already. There's every single episode of Game of Thrones. We've done Peaky Blinders, Stranger Things. We've done Big Little Lies, and there's loads more of them to come. If you've got any suggestions, just get in touch. We're over on Twitter at Previous Podcast. We will see you next time. Until then, you've been listening to Previously On in association with Sky Atlantic.